Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light Atlanta. Hope everyone had a blessed holiday weekend, Thanksgiving weekend that was. It was absolutely beautiful here in the beautiful San Diego, California. Great time with me and my family hanging out. Finally got some time off. You guys know Bill Grown and Joy have so much going on. And, you know, they always laugh at me. They're like, I'm a robot because I work around the clock. But, hey, it is what it is. I got some time off with family, and it was great. I hope all of you had a great time with your family. We are in the holiday season. I love it also. Everyone's loving it, looks like, this year round. You know, I'm checking out people in the community. People are happier. It seems as though people are grasping that, you know, it's time to take that opportunity in their own hands and make that own difference in their lives and stop sitting here and waiting for it to happen. You got to take it for yourself. So that's what's going to lead into my guest for today. I have an awesome guest on the air. Many of you guys know who this guy is, the awesome, awesome, awesome guy that he is. And he's definitely going to share his story, you know, the journey that he had to take to get to where he's at and how he became successful. So it's definitely going to be inspiring for all of you to hear. 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. The weather here is pretty sunny and cool. I was out a little earlier this morning, out and about taking care of some things. ATL, I hear you guys got some rain out there, so stay dry. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. So I'm sure most of you guys have been hearing the little buzzes that's going on through Facebook and Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award that's coming to Atlanta, the first annual Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award, first of its kind, where we will be celebrating the community. Yes, celebrating those leaders that make a difference in the community from different walks of life. Those that really, really, really are making the difference behind the scenes. Yes, we are pulling you guys out. I'm putting all of you guys on blast. I'm letting everyone know how great of a job you guys are doing. So, yes, save the date, January 28th, 2012. It is going down in the ATL. More information to come as my team and everyone involved with this work out the details, but definitely save the date, everyone, January 28, 2012. It will be hosted at Atlanta's very own Porter Sanford Center in DeKalb, the Performance Arts Center. So it's going to be a great night of celebration. We have a great lineup of performances, food, drinks. I mean, it's all out. And most important, the guest list. So you guys definitely save the date and just tune in to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, check Joy, and check into the site. Also on Working Divas, you can check that out for more information to come. So I was out and about this weekend. You guys had a great time hanging out with the San Diego team, making the connection in prep of great things that I'm working with them out here in San Diego for the upcoming Black History Month. Just had a great, great time with them, just meeting with them for that project that we're working on for February. And then also April, as many of you guys didn't know, Resolution 316 represents National Financial Literacy Month. So you know that's all me. So, you know, there's a lot that we're setting up and planning for me to get out in the community and just pretty much educate everyone on the importance of being financial literate, because that's what it's all about, you know, knowing about your finances, knowing how to budget, knowing the importance of credit. I mean, you guys have got to really educate yourselves on it so that this does not happen again in our economy. I mean, and we have to teach our children, because they are the future, to know the importance of this so that we can make the difference throughout our community. And then I went to a great, great charity along with Making the Connection this Saturday, the National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees. President Eddie Hewn and FAA's Donnell Johnson, in benefit of the Monarch School, which is a school out here in San Diego that supports homeless children. I mean, great, great organization, great cause. It was a wonderful night. I mean, beautiful people. The Tim Perry experience, and lady, when I tell you, this guy was blowing. He made D'Angelo look like nothing. I mean, I just had a great, great time, great food, beautiful people, wonderful cause. Had a blast. Thank you for the special invite, Mr. Darnell Jones. I know you're listening. It was an honor, and, you know, my continued blessings to what you guys have going on here with the Monarch School. That is just absolutely touching. You know, a lot of people do forget about the children that are out there and don't have a home to go to and having to sleep on the streets, and a lot of that happens here in California, so that is just an awesome cause. So speaking of ladies, you know, I got some double time here. First, Working Divas, it is Money Monday, so you guys know, get on over to workingdivas.com. Tips for the day is to avoid that that holiday urge to splurge. You know, the shopping season is here, so definitely get on over to workingdivas.com. Get some great tips. I have some great tips on over there on how you can control that spending. And second, yes, you all know him, as I said, my guest for the day, the very hot, and I'm going to say it again, he's probably going to kill me, hot bachelor on CMT, Sweet Home Alabama, Looking for Love, but who is also, you know, not only is he on this show, and he, you know, he's going to talk about his journey on how he got there, but today we're going to talk about Tribble Reese, his journey, how he got to the top, to inspire you guys to know you don't quit, you got to keep pushing. If you want great things to happen, you got to do big things, and you got to be a risk taker. So definitely welcome Mr. Tribble Reese. It's a pleasure to have you on the air today, Tribble. Thank you for taking the time to inspire us today.
Kalicia, thank you so much for having me on. I've been looking forward to this for the month that we have, you know, been in talks about it, and, you know, it's finally here. I just appreciate you having me on for sure.
Awesome. Well, it's absolutely an honor to have you on, and I know you have an amazing story to share with the listening audience. I'm sure they're like, let me hear this. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. You know, let everyone know, who is Tribble Reese? Tribble Reese, not The Bachelor, but Tribble Reese.
I definitely can do that. I think that, you know, it's important for people to know, you know, I'm on the, you know, Season 2 Bachelor of CMT Sweet Home Alabama. So it's currently airing right now on TNT's on Fridays at 9 o'clock, 8 Central. So that's kind of, you know, where I'm at right now. But how I got there, and, you know, you always got to remember where you're from. But pretty much, you know, the long and the short of it, I was born in Atlanta. I moved to Birmingham when I was 4. Grew up in Birmingham playing sports, loving sports. Always had a competitive nature about me and just really loved, you know, competing with friends about everything, whether it was baseball, basketball, or football. But so from Birmingham, you know, we just went to a high school in there and actually got recruited to play football at Clemson University, which is up in South Carolina. And, you know, Clemson, it was a big learning experience for me. I pretty much had my whole life had gone, you know, as planned. I mean, there's no real hang-ups. I have a great family life. My parents have been married for 33 years and were always real supportive of everything that I did. But, you know, at Clemson, getting out there for the first time on my own, I experienced my first, you know, really times of adversity, because I went up there on football scholarship thinking I was going to be the man, you know, big quarterback, big man on campus, and ended up life just slapped me in the face. Because, you know, I had a quarterback coach that he recruited me, and then he got fired that first year. So the guy, the quarterback coach that they brought in, he didn't really get along. We just really just didn't see eye to eye. He didn't like my playing style and didn't like that I had the personality. And, you know, so he didn't really give me much shot at, you know, starting at quarterback for Clemson. So, I mean, that was a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, I made the most of it and really did stuff around campus and around, you know, scholastically and socially just to, you know, really get the full college experience the fullest that it could be. So, you know, from Clemson, learning that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to do the whole football thing, it was tough because, for me, I've always wanted to be, you know, the NFL quarterback. I mean, that's always been, you know, a huge dream of mine. So, kind of realizing that wasn't going to come into fruition, that was a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, just keep my head up, kept trucking along, because that's what my parents have taught me, that you got to just, I mean, anything that does happen to you, you're going to have to just take the pill and swallow it and just move on. And really just, there's going to be another day, whether it's a good day or a bad day, you just got to fight through it. So from Clemson, I went to, after 4 years, I graduated with a marketing degree. And from there, I went to Charleston Southern for my fifth year of football and to get my master's degree. And that was a really good experience. I think that was closure for me in football because I got to actually play and be the guy that was on the field. And it was really just kind of a sense of accomplishment for me because I through 4 years of kind of hard football, but to be able to get down there and win a starting job, that was good closure for me. And also, you know, got my MBA at the same time. So some more free education, if you will. So from Charleston Southern, I had my master's degree, and I had a year of football, of arena football up in Charlotte. And that was another fun year for me. I mean, I think I was, 23 at the time. It was 2009. I just played a stint of arena football, but it was fun. It just wasn't any money in it for me, and I was ready to start making some money, you know what I mean, Khalifa?
Yeah.
I'm making some money, honey. And so from Charlotte, I moved back down to Atlanta, where I consider kind of a central hub between, Birmingham, where I grew up, Clemson, where I went to school, and, Charlotte was right there, too. So, I mean, I was just kind of in the middle of everything. So I took an inside sales job with a data, telecom sales job, and it was inside sales. And I really learned quickly that that was not for me. Some people, that's for them. I just have too much. I just call it ADD. I'm just, too much going on to where I can't sit in the desk and make cold calls. So,
across
the year, I decided to take, get rid of that job, and I started doing a little bit of bartending, a little bit of modeling, and just figure out what the next step was. And, right about that time, I got a call from a casting director in L.A., and she said that the guy had recommended me from Birmingham for the show called Sweet Home Alabama. And I was like, what's this all about? Like, kind of give me the ins and the outs of it. So basically, what she said was it's like a show comparing, or it's like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, but it includes guys from the city and guys from the country. So basically, like, Guidos and, like, rednecks. And so I, started thinking about it, and I was like, I did the interview, and they loved me, but then I started thinking about it and got cold feet because I was like, I'm not really a redneck, but I'm not really, a Guido either. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, but like a southern gentleman. So I called the phone calls because I didn't want to be portrayed as a redneck, and I'd never done reality TV or anything like that. So I ended up calling her back after about 5 days, going to tell her that I wasn't going to do it, and then an hour later, I was on the plane down to Mobile because she kind of talked me into it, and they were filming the next day. So that was the first season, and that occurred in, we filmed in June of this year. We filmed that one. But so through that whole experience, I just kind of learned the ropes, reality TV and what it was all about. And I ended up really falling for the girl who was on the show, and as amazing as it is, when you do spend a whole month with somebody, you really kind of develop a connection. It's tough because in the show, I was one of the last two guys, but she ended up choosing the other guy. And so there again, it was another one of those kind of life coming at you fast. Things you just gotta, swallow the pill, as I keep saying. But lo and behold, I didn't. A month and a half later, I got a call that they were gonna do another season of Sweet Home Alabama. And they wanted me as the bachelor, this time choosing from 22 girls. So that's pretty much, that was great news. I mean, at first I was like, is this something I want to do, going back on TV again, put my heart out there? But but after really, weighing the options and thinking about it, I think that, it was definitely something in my best interest, and it would open up a lot more doors, and it was just really good opportunity. So ended up going through the whole process of filming, and now we are now I'm just pretty much just sitting back and watching the shows and doing a little bit of promoting and just having fun with the whole thing.
And that's what it's all about. It's just, wow, what a story, Tribble. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, in every oppression, there's always opportunity. I mean, just think, had you just gave up, you wouldn't have gotten where you are today.
Yeah, and Khalifa, that's the thing. I mean, I think that football throughout my whole life has taught me to never give up. I mean, we'll do some workouts in the summer where it's, you know, triple degree, 100-degree weather. I mean, the humidity is making it even worse. I mean, the field is on fire, but, like, you literally just have to push through. And I think being a quarterback and being in a position of leadership, I was always the guy kind of encouraging, you know, some of the guys around me. And it's just kind of been instilled in my competitive nature that I think you just can't give up. I mean, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you've got to find it and you've got to just push through and know that you're going to get there. Because, I mean, that really is one of the themes of my life.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely. I can agree with that. I think we've all been there, you know, even myself. It's absolutely amazing. And you definitely are the jack of all trades. I mean, because not only are you doing all what you're doing with the show and, you know, all of what you've experienced on your journey, you have this passion for the youth. Tell us a little more about that.
For the youth?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I mean, I've always grown up in Birmingham, and I lived in Birmingham. I always helped out with this exceptional foundation, and they were, you know, those kids. I mean, over there, I just became just a mainstay. Every summer when I wasn't doing anything, I'd go over there and help out. I think it's just so rewarding for me, and if people who work around kids or special needs kids, they see really what kind of light that they are. I mean, it's amazing what they do to my life, or if I'm having a bad day, or if I'm the little things that are bothering me when I go in and help out with some kids that can't read or with some kids that are, you know, struggle, you know, with their movements or walking. I mean, it really opens your eyes that there's a lot of tough things going on. These kids can keep a good attitude with everything in the world going against them. I mean, we shouldn't worry about not being able to pay a bill or, you know, little things like that.
Right, right. That is just that's what it's all about. You know, the children, they are the future, and it takes people like you and, you know, those that I come on the air to just tell their story, share their experiences and their best practices, so that way we can teach our youth, so that way they don't have to go through what we have been going through in these times. You know, it's just absolutely awesome. Well, we got a couple of callers on the line, and we're going to take a couple of callers before we continue your story with Tribble. Let's see what they have to say. Let's take this one first. Hello, caller 9764. How are you, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Khalifa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Coy Hollywood Jones coming at you live in prime time. I wanted to give a shout-out to Mr. Tribble Reese. How you doing there, brother? How you doing there?
Man, I couldn't be better, my brother. How are you, sir?
Oh, I am doing wonderful. I got a quick message I wanted to get across, but I definitely want to take the time to speak to you and tell you that you are the coolest, sexiest female maggot that I know, second only to me, and I just wanted to give you a big old shout-out, man. You know,
the best part of that concept is second only to me. I love it. I love it.
Oh yeah, man. If I have a minute or so, Khalifa, is it okay if I shoot out a quick message to all your listeners? Just real quick, passing
go
in her.
Go for it.
All right. Just really quick, I just wanted to say that I'm an entrepreneur who is currently looking for partners nationwide who are seriously looking for an investment vehicle to bridge the gap between where they are financially, which is struggling, and financial freedom. My message is simply how healthy coffee can help you do just that. All right. Coffee is the second most consumed beverage behind water, and it is the second most traded commodity behind oil. With over a half a billion cups of coffee consumed daily in North America, it's clear to see why coffee makes great sense as a business investment. All right. That being the case, I am partnered with a company called Organo Gold, and not only is their coffee healthy because they fortify with Ganoderma, but it is also, they will also pay you in direct proportion to everyone that you refer to the products. So just ask yourself this one question. Do you or anyone you know drink coffee or tea at least occasionally? If you do, then you can tap into that $250 billion a year market that coffee generates. So anybody out there looking for opportunity, Khalifa, you just mentioned the opportunity earlier, you know, in a downtime or whatever, well, here's an opportunity slapping you in the face for anybody who'd like to jump on board. I'd be more than thrilled to partner up with you and teach you and help you in any way that I can. So that being the case, Khalifa, maybe you want to tell them how they can get a hold of me on your network, Build, Grow, and Enjoy?
Yes. You're a member, correct? So they can just pull up your name, just say your name, and then they can contact you directly through the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site. Just spell out your name for them so they can locate you.
Yes, ma'am. They can I'm a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and also you can email me at crjones105@yahoo.com. crjones105@yahoo.com if you want to contact me directly. That being said, I want to thank you, sister, for taking the time to have me on. Tribble, it is an honor, man, and please don't hog all the ladies up from me, brother. I just, you know, say me something. I'm trying to get married someday, brother. You know what I'm saying? So
you and I both. You just leave me a couple cups of coffee, and we'll see if we can make an even trade. What do you think?
Yes, sir. No problem at all. Take care of yourself, brother. Khalifa, thank you once again. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take this other call, Tribble, before we take a quick break and finish up the interview. Let's see this caller. Caller 6508, welcome. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Khalifa. This is Kathy in San Diego.
Hey, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you? And I've really enjoyed your show today.
I know. Tribble's awesome, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. So impressive. I hope I can listen to a recording of it.
Well, what do you got for us, Ms. Kathy?
Well, today I really know, as you all know, it's Cyber Monday, and I'm paying it forward. I'm going to help everybody out there who's shopping online save even more money than just shopping online. I think they should all get paid a commission for doing their own shopping online. So I know you only have a few minutes to talk to me, so I'm just going to read to you what I wrote. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, as you all know, better deals are online and better savings are online. So shop online at the same stores you shop at now, Walmart, Macy's, Target, Best Buy, Circuit City, Old Navy, Toys R Us, and hundreds more, and get major savings. If you shop through your own free affiliate website, you can get 30% commission back off of your purchases. So think about it. You can shop or you can shop and get paid. Go to refreshingtravel.com and sign up today. Click on the Zamzu link. Go right in there and just shop at over 800 stores. So when you're ready to get shopping, start saving and start making money on your purchases. If you have any questions, you all can reach me. I'm also a member at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. But you can send me an email at Kathy. Kathy, Sacred Dancer, SACRED DANCER @gmail.com. But if you don't want to write that fast, just go to refreshingtravel.com and click on Zamzu and have a great and blessed and abundant week.
Awesome. Same to you, Kathy, and thanks for sharing that with us. And be sure to check out Tribble, okay? He's on the air. And,
I'm so excited.
Say hello to him and check his show out.
Oh, I certainly will, and thank you for this opportunity. You all have a wonderful day.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take a quick break, Tribble, and we will be right back, okay?
Sounds great.
Hi, I'm Khalifa, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Khalifa, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back, Bill Grow and Enjoy, WIGO The Light. Have Mr. Triple Reese here speaking about his journey to the top. It's just amazing how, you know, Bill Grow and Enjoy itself is just, I mean, like Triple, you know, I had a vision with this too, and it's just amazing how it's just pulling everyone together and just connecting everyone. And it's just morphing into something where I'm like, woo, what is going on? But, you know, the journey to the top, and just like Triple, you just cannot, you know, I didn't quit, he didn't quit, and you have to keep pushing forward, everyone. So, Triple, can you just share with everyone, once again, just some words of advice on why they shouldn't give up and just, you know, keep pushing to the top like, you know, you did. And like, if I can piggyback off of, you know, your journey, because it seems like our journeys are similar.
Right, right, definitely. And I don't know, I've been reading a lot, you know, lately as I get here in my older years, my mid-20s. I've been trying to, you know, put the remote down a little bit more and pick the book up. And, you know, you read about successful people and, you know, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, you know, Warren Buffett, and they all say that they were on the verge of quitting. They were so close to quitting, but they just powered through and pushed through, found a little – whatever was left of their strength, and they just found it and used it to keep going. And they said right after they hit that hump where they almost quit is when all their success really started coming into fruition and really started happening. So I think that it really shows that there are that 5% of people that are living that financial freedom, and they're living that a life where they can do what they want and go to their kids' baseball games and do really live the life that they want with the financial freedom. And they have figured out how to push through and to never give up. And, you know, with me, it's an ongoing process. I mean, you know, I have a lot of success going on with the show, and I've, you know, found the success, and I'm enjoying it. But at the same time, I'm always planning that next step, and I'm always trying to figure out what do I want to do next and how can I build my future today. So, you know, like I said, I mean, I have an iPhone app that I'm coming out with as well called Snatcher Mobile. It'll be, it's at snatcher.com, www.snatcher.com, and it's coming out, we're hoping for the first of the year. So, you know, I have that going on, and then I also really want to keep the entertainment thing going on, and I think that, you know, hosting is definitely my next step, so I'm always trying to uncover rocks and figure out, you know, where the next opportunity is going to be with that. So you just have to stay hungry, and that's really what I try to do and really what I try to, you know, build my life around.
Well, awesome, awesome. What a story just shared. How can people follow you, Triple? Just tell them what your website, and how they can follow what's going on with you, many things you have going on.
Yeah, definitely. And if people have questions, I mean, I have a main website. It's TripleReese.com, but also I'm very inactive Twitter user, and you can follow me at Triple Reese, no underscore periods. It's just at TripleReese. And that's why, you know, just Facebook. I'm on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TripleReese. So anybody has any questions or wants to follow up or just chat, I'm always pretty much available. So just let me know.
Awesome, awesome. And you're going to be, I know you probably didn't have time, but definitely get your profile set up on Bill Grow and Enjoy, so that way they're able to reach out to you there, because I have your information on Bill Grow and Enjoy also. But thank you, Triple, for being on the air today. My continued blessings on your journey. I know I'll see you at the awards ceremony, because I got you on my special guest list.
Well, perfect. I will definitely be there in attendance, and hopefully I can bring this special lady that I picked towards the end of the season.
Oh, that would be awesome, awesome, awesome. Good, because that way I don't have to get extra security for you.
Yeah, well.
Well, thank you, Triple, and just continue to, you know, go forth. My continued blessings, and I'm just honored that you came on the air today and shared with everyone your journey. Your story is definitely inspiring, and you're the best. You rock.
Thank you so much, Cletha. You're the best, and I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, Mr. Triple Reese, CMT Bachelor for Sweet Home Alabama. Be sure to check him out on CMT Thursday night, so as he's on his journey to choose his love. Definitely can follow him on TripleReese.com. Definitely a guy you want to reach out to and just follow. a man of passion, a man of just on his journey and on his purpose. So that concludes our show for today, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on Wednesday. Bobby J with the Gold Report is going to be here. So I just want to say to everyone, keep going forth. Do not give up. Keep pushing. And definitely join the movement at BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. And like I always say, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.